Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can also visit the NPR online shop to pick up all your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Chris LeBeau calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, how are things in St. Louis, Chris?
Oh, the weather's great over here, and the Cardinals just had their best April ever.
So there you go. What more need you have for perfect life on this earth?
There we go.
Chris, welcome to our show. Carl Castle will now read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
I am.
Here is your first limerick.
Since the surgery, my eyesight passes. But I can't get ahead with the lasses. Without my great frames, I'm off of my game. I think I will start wearing...
glasses.
Right, glasses. So, you feel dorky, you feel ugly in your Coke bottle glasses, so you pay some doctor thousands of dollars to slice off your corneas with a laser and glue them back on better. And you recover from the LASIK surgery, and you blink, and you try to focus, and what do you see? All the beautiful people are now wearing glasses. Runway models are now wearing fake, non-functional glasses in high-end fashion show. Fashion magazines report that people who have had their vision corrected with LASIK or contacts are putting glasses back on. According to one model, quote, uneducated people think models are dumb. Glasses make people take you more seriously, unquote. Yeah, you're not
what?
Dumb.
Wow.
You're not. No, they're not dumb. They've just bought $500 designer frames to put over eyes they paid $3,000 to correct so that they wouldn't need glasses anymore. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
A spa is an odd sort of place where I humble myself to gain grace. It's absurd. I've endured flurried turds of a bird. They were used in this mask for my...
face.
Right. So, do you want clear, beautiful skin? Willing to do anything to get it? Why not try the Geisha Facial, a mask whose secret ingredient is what we can politely call bird droppings. Genuine nightingale excrement is powdered, treated with ultraviolet light to kill bacteria, then mixed with rice bran to neutralize the odor and form a facial mask. It reportedly helps to brighten and cleanse the skin, leaving it with that porcelain white I was just looking up at that tree quality that's so hard to find. Said one woman, I was a little tentative at first, but there was no smell. It was creamy and rich. The mask is expensive, though, so some cash-challenged devotees have been trying to cut costs by posing as statues in public parks.
You know, I've been on this show for 10 years, and if I had known that you could say turd on it...
It would have been a very different show.
Oh, man. So many times, I can't tell you.
I think you can only say it in the form of a poem.
Yeah.
All right, here's your last limerick.
You infidels have vicious ploys for corrupting Iran's girls and boys. That Barbie is a plotter, just like Harry Potter. So we will forbid Western
toys.
Right. Iran announced this week that it is cracking down on the forces threatening the very fabric of Iranian society. Public enemy number one, Barbie. The 12-inch glamour queen is going to have to hop in her hot pink Corvette, get the heck out of Tehran, because she and her Western friends, Batman, Spider-Man, and Harry Potter, are no longer welcome. Officials have declared the toys to be, quote, destructive culturally and a social danger, and say the identity of our children has been put at risk. Mattel, the makers of Barbie, tried to compromise, offering to create a special product just for the Iranian market, the Burka Barbie Tehran Dreamhouse, which she is never allowed to leave. Carl, how did Chris do on our show?
Chris, you had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited too. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
All right, bye-bye.